Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Welcome back to another episode of 51 Strokes. I am your host, Avery Zaretsky, alongside Caleb Presley. I am live from Florida. Caleb, where are you at right now?
I'm back home in Asheville, North Carolina, born and raised, back for Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays, brother.
You too, man.
Before we get to anything, first we got to talk about our favorite place, indoor golf, the greatest place to play indoor golf, Five Iron Golf. A lot of golf there.
Yep, Five Iron is our presenting sponsor this year, and they are the best indoor golf facility in the entire country. They have everything from simulators to the latest technology, TrackMans, PuttView. They have the newest equipment where you can rent if you don't want to lug your clubs around, if you're coming in the city and maybe you don't want to take your bag on the taxi, or you want to pop in unexpectedly after work, get off work early. They got all the rental clubs there, and they also serve food and drinks, and you can watch the games there, play ping pong. If you just want to relax, get a chill vibe, or you want to go work on your game, you can watch the multiple angle, slow motion, immediate view cameras that they're going to videotape your swing and show it to you right after you did it. So overall, it's like we said, about the best indoor golf facility in the country, and they are our presenting sponsor. And so we we're thankful for them, and we want our listeners to support them. And they're giving you $500 off.
Still.
Every 51 Strokes listener gets $500 off your team in their Five Iron League night. If you DM Five Iron and mention that you listen to 51 Strokes and that, you know, Caleb sent you, it's an unprecedented deal for Five Iron and for just 2021 in general and podcasts. I don't know of any other podcast ad that's giving away $500. The league is teams of four play Monday and Tuesday nights, 7-week season, rotating courses, formats, drink specials, giveaways, and prizes. And every location's champs win a free two-hour event and get to face off in a live-streamed national final round to crown the champions. 9 locations, 7 cities, Vegas, D.C., Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Chicago, and New York. So just DM at Five Iron Golf on Instagram and Twitter to get $500 off your team. Tell them 51 Strokes and Caleb sent you. Now, they have teams. I don't want to talk too much about this because I don't have the details in front of me, but you know, this is the season's going on right now, but they'll have a new season. I think every season they have a season, you know. So this is something that you could look into. If you can't do it right now, you could look into doing it in the future. But definitely get that $500 off by DMing Five Iron and mentioning 51 Strokes.
It's an absolute no-brainer in the winter, too. I mean, there's no golf, especially if you're in the Northeast, there's no golf. I always say that the greatest tool that I've ever used is the instant feedback replay at Five Iron, because being able to see your swing is just, I couldn't even believe what I was seeing.
Yep.
I agree. It's great.
I agree. Dude, speaking of cold weather, I'm supposed to play Thursday morning for Thanksgiving. I'm super pumped. Like, I'm back in Asheville, so I'm West North Carolina. So I guess it makes sense that it would be on the chillier side. But last year, I remember being out there at the course, like the day before Black Friday, making videos for 51 Strokes Black Friday merch, which we have some, by the way. We'll talk about that later. Bring that back up. But anyways, it wasn't that cold. I don't remember being that cold. And so we made a tee time, me and my family. I got family like driving in from like over an hour away early in the morning to make this tee time on Thanksgiving morning. Dude, it's supposed to be like 33 degrees, and I don't know what is the lowest temperature that's like okay to play.
So I actually played, my buddy invited me out to Trump Ferry Point, the Lynx course in the Bronx. I played on Friday and it was freezing. And I think it was like 43 and I couldn't feel my hands. So whatever you're about to play in is going to be pretty brutal.
What would you say is like, was that a pleasurable experience still, or it was too much?
So I can't speak for North Carolina, because I don't know how the wind is, but that's right on the water. So the wind was definitely a factor. I think if it was no wind, I think there would have been a much better chance, but it was just the constant gusts of wind that really kill you.
I know they're going to want, I think they're going to, because I looked at the temperature and it was supposed to be 60. So I was like, oh, that's great. But then you don't think about 60. That's the high of the day, not in the morning time when you're going to get out there and play. I think go out there and just try it, you know?
Absolutely.
You but I would to. Feel bad for having them drive in if it's going to be miserable.
Yeah. Coming from the Northeast, obviously, it's really cold up there. And then I came down here yesterday. It was really hot, really humid. And today it was really nice and then got really windy and it was just miserable out on the course.
Windy is always going to be miserable on the course, even if it's nice out.
Yep.
It just makes it hard. And yeah. But yeah, bummed about that. But I guess winter's coming. I'm glad I'm going back down to Florida.
Yeah.
Eventually. I've been on the road all of November.
It's so
all
nice.
All of November. I haven't been in Florida down there.
Florida's so nice. I always forget how nice it is down here. Like I always say it, I'm moving down here once that 401k hits. It's over. Game over.
Yeah, dude. It's especially now, like it's, summer was kind of sucky, but I mean, I haven't really been there in November at all, like I said. So that's when they say it really changes. And then, you know, hopefully this winter I'll get some time down there. I will get some time down there. But I've been going, dude. I've been traveling a lot for Sunday conversation because we have to get a, we have to shoot a bunch in advance so that we can carry through like weeks like this, holiday weeks, and then going into the December holidays too. You know, we got two basically Christmas week and New Year's Eve week where you're not going to be able to probably arrange anything with anybody. So anyway, it's been going, but I'm pumped to get back down there and swing the club around a little bit. I'm starting to get numb. I'm more than nervous about my 79 by the end of the year. More than nervous. Nervous doesn't even begin to describe it.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. But before I do, I did want to go back a week because we haven't spoken in a week. The last time we talked was the Thursday before your birthday. You went to Pinehurst. You played Tobacco Road and you played number two. How was it?
Yeah, shout out to Tobacco Road and Pinehurst. They both took care of us. Tobacco Road was awesome. It was Riggs, I think, has it at his number one course in North Carolina. And Riggs being the number one Pinehurst guy, you know, in terms of publicly at least, he loves Pinehurst, as do I, but he's kind of got famous for that. But I think he still has Tobacco Road as his number one in North Carolina, doesn't he? You probably would know better than me.
I'll ask him later. But I
know he loves it. I know he loves it. So we got out there and we had a great time, dude. I went actually pretty low, especially we didn't get to finish. That was a problem. That's the thing about this time of the year too. Tee time, 1 p.m. And they're like, hey, you might not get to finish. And I was like, we'll finish. 1 p.m., four and a half hour round puts me at 5:30. That's when kind of the sun's going down. Like, I'll finish. But it was slow that day. People were playing slow. I was got held up on a couple holes. I was actually playing out of my mind. I mean, because that's not an easy course. You can score on it, but it's not like an easy course. It's not as hard as number two, but it's not like just a wide open Florida course. And I was on pace to, I mean, I was on pace to really probably be, you know, break 90 and be mid 80s. And then at the turn, we got held up, got some drinks. Had a hot dog, sun started going down a little bit, started chugging some drinks for the birthday, and then all the wheels fell off. And then we didn't even get to finish. I don't even know what I would have got, you know?
Right.
16.
Yeah, they were telling me that they did run into you because they were getting ready for the Classic. They saw you down in Pinehurst. Brendan saw you.
Yeah, that was the next day. So we went and we stayed in like an Airbnb in Pinehurst because the hotel was sold out, which was great. And then we went out on the town that night. By out of the town in Pinehurst, there is no town. We went to like the one restaurant or whatever, the brewery. And then Saturday morning, we had the early tea time and was feeling kind of hurt, you know, a little hungover. So I don't recommend that. I wish I could go back in time and be like, have Pinehurst number two tea time feeling good because I would have made it. But the part I didn't consider, I considered all elements of the round, like how hungover I was going to be. You know, the fact that it was early and I was going to want to do stuff after. I had thought about all this stuff. It's my birthday. But the one thing I didn't consider that took me kind of over the top is you have to walk number two. You have to push your own cart.
Yep.
Or push your bag on a little wheelie cart, which isn't hard, but dude, like whenever your body's not in tip top shape and you also never walk, let alone walk however many miles that is, that can start to wear on you. So when you think you're about to come back to the cart, you know, sip on some transfusions or some Trulies or some insert product here. No, you're walking. You're walking your ass to the next hole. And you hit a big drive, you're going to walk and try to find it. And that took its toll on me, but we had a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as I'm really starting to realize, I think that the only time that's it's enjoyable to walk is when you have a caddy. Like I don't really like pushing the cart.
We had a caddy, but he didn't carry clubs. He wasn't one of those caddies.
Yeah. 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 The caddy.
I guess we only had one caddy for the whole group, you know, we should have.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Absolutely. Going back to the caddies, yeah, I just, as someone who's caddied before, I can see why people really enjoy it. Because, you know, you're walking your ball. They're giving you everything you need. You just need to pick up the club and hit. But yeah, I hated carrying bags. And I don't really like the push carts. I just think like carts are just meant for especially Northeastern people, but carts are just the best. I don't have any problems with the carts at all.
No, I've met a lot of like golf purists. I've never met a golf purist who's like golf carts are bad. Yeah. It's not a take I've seen. Now I know people prefer to walk. You hear some people say that you don't really get a true feel for the course unless you walk. But like, I think it is a difference, a clear cut difference between walking and walking with a cart or the push cart.
I think Mark Wahlberg doesn't like carts.
Okay.
I saw he golfs at like 6 a.m. and he like sprint golfs. Like he doesn't.
He like runs every hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's trying to make it into an exercise sport, which is not, you know?
Nope.
It's like me, like doing, like trying to like become an arm wrestling champion, but then try to turn it into like a strategy game.
So it was your birthday. And I'm starting to realize as I'm older now, I'm 23, I'm getting older.
You're only 23. I thought you were a little bit older than that.
No, 23.
Oh man, I thought
so. Maybe I'm not old.
I had you. I would have put you at 25.
That's good. I feel like that's good. I like that.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just thinking because my dad asked me like what I want for my birthday is coming up. It's January 4th, and the holidays, and I just don't know what to ask for anymore. I feel like it starts to become a struggle, like. After, you know, you're out of high school and then after like in mid college, you just can't really think of anything anymore. I just usually just ask for money. Like what do you still ask for gifts or no? Are you out of that on that?
I really don't. I usually do like my mom's a good cook. I'll ask for like kind of her to dial up maybe one of my favorites for my birthday. And then my parents will still give me something like this year, I think, but then sometimes they let me know they will. Like, it's kind of like you get older, dude. It's like you don't really need getting presents is kind of a kid thing.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a special present or it's marks a special, a really special occasion or, you know, like you're getting a car or something, like someone's going to ball out or you're going to get someone something crazy and you want to use the birthday as a good time to give it to them. But just to like celebrate getting a year older every year. With a present, you can celebrate without the present. I think you definitely should celebrate your birthdays, but expecting presents from your parents, I mean, people as a whole, like if you expect presents from your friends and stuff, that's crazy. Yeah. I don't want to give birthday presents to any of my friends. I mean, I don't know if that makes me a bad friend, but it's like, dude, like we're going to celebrate your birthday. I'm going to come to your birthday party. We're going to do all this. And then you want me to buy you a present as well. That's a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm out on that. If someone gets me a gift, I think then I start like the, I'll get them one back. Like I always remember things. I don't expect things from people, but if they do something nice towards me, I'll do something nice towards them, but I'll never expect anything.
I think it's a birthday is a good opportunity. Yeah. Just don't expect it. Like it's a good opportunity. If you have something going with somebody, a running joke going with somebody, it's to like, kind of like bring the joke back in, like call back, or if you did have a fun experience with somebody, like, and you know their birthday's coming up, getting them a little something. But yeah, just as long as it's not expected, that's tough. It's like weddings, dude. Like wedding gifts are another thing. It's like you got to go to someone's wedding, pay for your own travel, you know, hotels or whatever. Cause it's not like the old days where everyone lived in the same town and you just like walk down the street. Like you really got to spend money on going to weddings now. And then to like also get a nice gift. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but it's just a lot. And like, if you're on the receiving end of it, you just have to keep that in the back of your mind that you're kind of asking a lot of people.
You know what? I actually just figured out what I'm going to ask for the holidays.
What?
The 51 strokes. No. I was going to say the 51 strokes Unreal hoodie that's coming out for Black Friday.
Oh yeah. You just saw it. What's literally Unreal hoodie.
It's unreal.
Yeah, so I have to describe it. Since this is an audio experience, I'll have to describe it. So I'll tell you the story of this. And I kind of played this. I don't know if I played this wrong or right. When I saw the Barstool Golf Unreal hoodies, which Unreal is just a hoodie brand that makes like kind of an athletic cut for a hoodie. The neck comes up a little bit further. Great, great golf hoodie. And I saw the Barstool Golf ones came out. And it was kind of like last spring probably. And I was like, oh, we need those 51 strokes. So I told our merch people, we need this 51 strokes. They made it happen. But, you know, those special orders, special products, you know, not, as long as it's not just throwing something on a t-shirt. Like if you're going to make something special, it takes a while. They had it for us, but it was like June or July, you know, when they finally had it for us. And I was like, I just don't know how many sweatshirts we're going to sell in June and July. Can we push this? And they said, sure, we can push it to like the fall. Well, then the fall's coming around, you know, and it's kind of all we had special, you know, we didn't have anything else special. I was like, well, that'd be a good Black Friday thing because it's special. So then I was like, we kind of pushed it to Black Friday. Well, then we are going to drop it. It will come out on Black Friday, I think 12 o'clock midnight Thursday. It will be on sale Friday. I don't know how many they have. So I don't want to panic you into saying buy it, it's going to sell out. I don't know how many they ordered, but if you know you're going to get it, I would say get it on Friday, because that sale extends Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yep. And it's 20% off.
What will be the price of the hoodie? I don't even know.
Nope,
what a bad salesman I am.
But to be honest, like not just saying it because it's our brand, I have a couple Unreal hoodies. I think they pound for pound might be my favorite material that we sell. And they also, I don't really like V-neck, like when they kind of like droop hoodies. Yeah. It has like the really nice neck that like
stays up
like,
in your neck.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. So it's a 51 strokes hoodie. It is a nice quality. But the thing you got to remember with these, what you're buying is just a piece of clothing, but you're buying a reminder. It's almost like people get tattoos that say like, you know, keep going, or like don't stop, or you know, never quit, like, and they're like, I look at my hand every day and I see this. It's like a version of that, but not quite a big of a commitment,
right?
It's like when you wear 51 strokes, it means yes, you mess with me and Avery the long way. And you support 51 strokes, the golf journey. You support Sunday Conversation, since we don't have any Sunday Conversation merch. And you support the program and you want to see it continue. But it also, maybe more importantly, means you want to, and it also, you know, I try to make them look cool and stuff on the, so you're not looking like a dork on the course. But it's just kind of a reminder that you can have a side hustle and you can kind of follow that and have bigger dreams about it. And it's been be okay with large aspirations, large dreams, and going after what you want. Now, with that being said, am I doing a good job on a goal to hit a 79 this year? I've been trying, but I'm not feeling good about it. So 51 strokes hoodie's coming out, but if you wear it, that doesn't, if you buy one, that doesn't guarantee that I'm going to get a 79 by the end of the year.
But it does. I think it's
related, but they're not related.
I think it helps. I think it builds confidence in the brand as a whole, just seeing people just investing in us. And I also think it's just the quality I was saying before, you can wear it. I think you can like wear this out, like when you go out at night, like to like a bar or whatever. I think it's nice enough to where you could wear it to a bar. You can wear it while you play. You can wear it.
Oh, it's nice. So you're going to look good. You're going to look good.
Yeah, you're going to look great.
Yeah, I said that. I already said that.
But yeah, you know what I mean. I just think it's like it's a huge investment in the brand.
It's an asset. Yes. Okay. It's not a, listen, there's assets and there's liabilities.
Yep.
Liability is something that you buy and it loses value. That's a car. You know, they say it's worth what, 25, 30% less when you drive it off the lot.
Yep.
An asset is something you buy and it gains value. They say that's a watch, a really nice watch sometimes. Maybe a Bitcoin. A 51 Strokes hoodie is an asset. It will only gain value. Maybe not extrinsically, but in your mind. Because when you wear it every day, you're putting in sweat equity, literally sweat, into the corners of those sleeves. And that, like you said, it's not a V, it's more of a, you know, more of an H of a neck.
Yeah.
And you're putting sweat into that. And that's sweat equity. That means you own a little bit more every day. And it means it's gaining value. So if you want to be a rich, rich person in your mind, and in life, in general, you should invest in a 51 Strokes hoodie, our first ever asset hoodie.
Maybe
that might be how I book it. This might be how I frame it for Black Friday, because I need to make a video coming up. First ever 51 Strokes asset hoodie, which is going to gain value.
They should make one. You should buy one to rock and one to stock. Two assets.
Yeah, that's the more assets you have, the better. Oh, and then we'll do a sale. You know what we should do? For this Black Friday, we should sell, like, I don't know how many they have, like 100 of them. I don't know how many they ordered. Probably not a lot because it's like the expensive quality. Sell them and that would be the buy one to rock, one to stock. And they would be like Bitcoin. Next, there would be a halving basically because everyone's rocking half of them immediately. And then so half of them go off the market. So then next year at this time, maybe the Monday of Thanksgiving, so we're not interfering with our Black Friday sale, Monday, we'll have everyone put their one that they stocked on sale, but never wore.
Yep.
And so basically, the Barstool won't do it. Just the people will have a site set up like a StockX. No one do it in advance. We gotta shake hands and be a band of brothers and sisters. But then everyone on one day will put their assets back on the market and we'll see if the value has increased. There's only one way to find out.
That would be the only way.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
My man, Thanksgiving's coming up. You're home in your hometown. I want to bring out the hot take chamber. If you have any.
Ooh.
I want to hear your most overrated Thanksgiving item and your most underrated.
Well, turkey is the most overrated by far because it's average, right? Turkey's average. It's good. It's not bad, but it's average. And what else do you need? What you know what I'm about to say? What else do you need with turkey to make it good?
Gravy. But have you had deep fried
something
turkey?
Else? Exactly. Something else. You need it to be fried. You need gravy. You need stuffing. You need hot sauce. You need okay. Well, do you like the turkey, or is it basically just a vessel for you to eat other foods that you actually like? Turkey, okay, most overrated, and I'll stand by that. Underrated is an more interesting question. Everyone knows turkey's overrated. Even the people who say they love it, they really don't know what they're talking about. Underrated is a much more interesting question. This is not my favorite, but I would say it underrated is a green bean with cheese, a green bean casserole.
I was just about to say that.
Dude. That's underrated. Now, I'm not saying it's my favorite. I'm not saying it's my favorite. I have other favorites, but I think green bean casserole, when it comes to like the sweet potatoes and the marshmallows on them and, you know, those flashy foods like that, it doesn't – those get all the critical acclaim. People want to talk about that or, you know, at the dinner table. But the green beans with cheese on them, they're a staple that every single year you know you're going to add to your plate. You can get creative elsewhere. That's going on your plate. And it's going to hold your meal together. And that's
they gotta have they got to have the onions on them too, like the frizzled onions or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a fancy family, it turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like to get a little bit down.
Yeah, we have – do you have any foods that are just like unique to your family? We have some called haloopsies, which are – they're not just unique to my family, but they're like a – I guess Scandinavian? I don't even know.
No, but I was going to ask you what your favorite Thanksgiving memory was, because I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but my most memory that I can think of, on Thanksgiving, I realized I was allergic to shellfish. That was like my first realization. I had shrimp on Thanksgiving
Who serves shrimp on Thanksgiving?
It was like a shrimp cocktail before like the actual meal.
What are you drinking on for Thanksgiving?
Good question.
Wine, beer? Are you going to do some crazy eggnog?
No, I'm starting to become a wine guy. I think red wine is really good. They always say like a glass is healthy for you. But I'm starting to like really indulge into the differences between like different red wines.
And how much red wine are you drinking?
It depends. It depends who's there. A lot of my family's moved. Like my aunt who used to host it moved to Florida. So she's coming up to visit and my mom is hosting it. And my mom's not a great cook. So
we're upping the ante on the drinks.
Yeah. So it might be more drinks, less food in this time around.
See, I usually get just lambasted on Thanksgiving.
You're going big?
This turkey gets fried, my dog.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Well, usually I do like wine on Thanksgiving. But I will say this. Well, usually you start out with beers, you know, and then once the meal hits, there is two schools of thought, really. It's you start out with beers, and then once the meal hits, you go to wine. And then the other school of thought is you start out with wine because you don't want to fill yourself up, and then you just stay with wine. I think last year I went beers first, then wine. I think all wine's probably a classier move. The problem is if I drink a lot of wine, dude, I have the worst, not only hangover, but sleep. Like I can't, like this is maybe just, I'm 29, dude. Just turned 29. So maybe it's just the sign of me aging, but I have a hard time like sleeping soundly. I'm like up a lot and I guess it's just all the sugar or whatever. But I'm not drinking one glass to be healthy. Like if I drink wine, and I'm not encouraging anyone to do this, but I'm just being completely transparent. I'm one or two bottles. Thanksgiving is looking more like two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at first you're starting, you're watching football and you're probably going to have two glasses watching football. You're heating up. Then the meal starts. You probably will only drink one or two during the meal, really, because you're eating, you're talking. But then you're really feeling good. And then you're rolling into a little post game, back to football. People are starting to doze off. You might even doze off for a minute, but it's not going to be as long as you thought. Everyone thinks they take these long naps on Thanksgiving. It's really only going to be, 15, 20 minutes? You're going to be back into action watching the game, and you're going to want another glass of wine. And then you're already a bottle and a half in. So then maybe you're done. Maybe you continue to have two more glasses. That's two bottles.
Yeah,
eight glasses of wine is two bottles. Eight glasses of wine is two bottles.
Like, but not full glasses, like traditional pours, you're saying.
Yeah, like there's supposed to be, I think, four. I don't want to mess this up. It doesn't matter. But in my understanding, there's four glasses per bottle if you pour it correctly.
Got it.
So, and I like red wine too, but yeah, and I think it goes really good with the food. And it's, and it makes it so you're not full, which is great. But and I might do it, dude. I might do it because I got, I think if I finish all my work for the week, have all my Black Friday stuff done, people buy these assets, support the program, you know, I might do it. I might go there. I'm going to be ruining my next day, but I might just do it anyways.
Absolutely. So what, all right, three things that you need on your plate Thanksgiving.
Potatoes. That's kind of the bedrock. You build your meal on the potatoes. Like,
and are you making it like a volcano? Like you putting gravy in the middle, dropping it?
See, I've done that. Oh, dude, that's probably your best question you've asked today. Because it's like thought provoking. Because I've done both ways, and there are pros and cons to both ways. I would say I would put gravy in it. I would recommend someone put gravy in it, because if you're like me, and you start to just lay the potatoes as a base, but then you're putting other foods on there, once you get down and you've kind of eaten other foods, and it's you're kind of back down to mostly potatoes, you're going to be really tempted to break out the hot sauce big time. That's at least I am. And I'm pouring hot sauce all over those potatoes. But then you're finishing your Thanksgiving meal with really something that's not such a Thanksgiving taste.
Right.
You know, hot, spicy is not something I correlate with the Thanksgiving taste. I'm thinking hearty flavors, you know, cheese. I'm thinking some maybe some vinegar slaw. It's going to go well with some macaroni and cheese. It's like a cheesy. It's a good question, dude. It is. I just think that if you're finishing your Thanksgiving on hot sauce, you might should just save that for another day.
This might be a Sunday conversation question.
I mean, it's wild. Like, you just stumped me pretty much. I just think for Thanksgiving, you have to respect it. Like, you don't want to eat the same you're going to eat on it every other day.
Right.
Like, if there's potatoes on the bottom of something, whether they're mashed or if they're chopped or if it's it's a baked potato, like, I'm putting hot sauce on that every time, 10 times out of 10.
Right.
So, right, I don't.
What's number two?
Oh, build it with potatoes. Like I said, the underrated, but as a necessity, is the green beans with cheese on them. I don't know what that's called. Is that a green bean casserole?
It's green bean casserole. Yep.
Yeah. And that's a must. And then, dude, I'm going, it's Thanksgiving. So you got to do it. It's a honey baked ham. They're called heavenly hams here. That's the real meat of Thanksgiving. And I think everyone knows that.
Right.
I mean, I walk around my family and I got some blowhards that say turkey's all they care about. Guess what's on their plate too, though?
Honey baked ham.
Yeah. So everyone has honey baked ham on their plate. Some people only have it on their plate, me. And I might try the turkey just to get in the spirit, but no one's eating straight up turkey.
Right.
There's going to be stuffing. There's going to be gravy. It's going to be fried. No one's just putting salt and pepper on a turkey and eating it.
Yeah.
Which is what you do with the honey baked ham. You don't even put salt and pepper on it. You just eat it how it is. You could make an argument. I would eat the ham even if it wasn't honey baked, but I do like that it's honey baked.
I think the biggest issue people run into with Thanksgiving dinner is they eat too many crescent rolls. And I think that's something that every year you try to avoid, and it's just, it's not possible.
We do. Sometimes my mom will throw a wine and cheese board out there. But if you make them wait too long, people get hungry and they can't wait for the meal.
Yep. You can't, because the turkey takes a while, the ham takes a while. You can't get caught up in the beginning plate, because you're not going to be able to eat, you know, you want to be able to go at least two plates for dinner, but you might not be able to do it if you go big on.
I would say this too. Don't be ashamed to show up to dinner a little already full, but don't do it all on one food.
Right.
Like sometimes, and it's not every year, but like, I think last year we had a little bit of a spread beforehand. So we had some rolls, some bread, some olives, some peppers, some cheese, you know. And if you're kind of mixing and matching, I think we had some nuts out. It was kind of fancy last year at my house. So if you're like getting a bunch of different flavors, I think that's still smart. And then go into Thanksgiving a little full, knowing that you're going to eat till misery. Like, you're not going to 100%. You're going to 150% of your capacity. And you're going to the point where you're not even going to feel miserable, because you're basically going to pass out as soon as the meal's over for at least 15 minutes. It's like drinking when you black out. It's like your body's past like being drunk. Your body's at like, I'm shutting down. You're going to sleep, buddy. I don't care what you think. That's what you need to eat till until Thanksgiving. You need to eat till you black out.
Food coma.
Food. Yeah, but like that gets thrown around too lightly. I'm talking about a literal food coma. You got to go into it knowing that you're going to do that. So it's okay to show up more full than you would normally show up. I think that.
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think you do want to leave room for dessert. Are you a pie guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanksgiving especially. I am a pie guy.
Yeah, I think you have to be.
And really, and people talk about their family and, you know, they get into bad conversations or politics. That's I could see that happening big time this year. I think some years that gets overrated, over talked about. I think everyone should prepare themselves for that this year, especially coming off all the, was it Rittenhouse?
Yeah, I saw I saw Sass's tweet.
Yeah. And we're fresh off it. You know, it's not even like an old topic. So I would just be, everyone keep that in the back of your mind, be prepared, have a strategy. You know,
are you sitting back? Or are you getting in the heat?
Oh, I'm a joke. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm a joke guy. I'm trying to get the jokes in between other people being passionate, trying to convince other people because they know they're not going to convince me. So it doesn't get directed towards me. They direct it towards each other. And so I just try to not get hit with any stray bullets, but just get my jokes in, you know, as much as I can.
You're the lighting up the room guy.
Yeah, but it doesn't really light up the room, you know.
Briefly. It's like a little laugh, and then they're just like, all right,
well, I'm not trying to. Like, my jokes aren't, like, trying to provide comedic relief. I'm trying to, like, do a funny one that only, like, two people at the table are really going to understand.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you're as active as you are. You, like, this almost the center of attention at the table. They always want to hear what you got to say. No, you're not.
No. I don't think so. That's funny. Like, I was in Minnesota with my family, and they're – and yeah, it's just families are just different, dude. It's just different rules for, I mean, that's why they're awesome. Just a whole different, there's like, you got your public life or your friend life, and then you got your family life. And those are just two different worlds.
Love it. Yeah, so, perfectly
I'm
so.
I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my number one holiday. If I ranked holidays, I got Thanksgiving 1, July 4th 2.
Absolutely. So we wrap up on Thanksgiving. One more thing. You had Drewski this past weekend. Hilarious.
Yeah, he was great. He was really great. And he was – I had a couple people ask me, like, "You, how was it? Was he mad?" Or, like, because, you know, he kind of, like, the way he responded to some questions, he seemed, like kind of aggressive, I guess, to Glenn Boss. He was joking. Like, he was
– Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how he is.
Loved it. Yeah. He loved the interview and – I'm not gonna put words in his mouth. I think he enjoyed his time. He sent me a nice message afterwards. Once the video came out, he reposted it to his Instagram. He posted it on Twitter. I don't know how much more supportive of it he could have been. So I think he liked it and I liked having him on. I think he's hilarious.
I was going to say, I noticed he posted. I don't remember the last time someone like actually went out of their way to post it on their own socials like that.
We've actually had a couple this year and it helps, man, because it like shows it to their audience, the people who are going to like it the most. Like, my audience is my audience, but like when the guest comes on, the person who's going to like that particular episode the most is probably going to be their audience. Or I don't know. Well, they'll definitely still like it. I mean, I'm not going to say my audience won't like it, but their audience is going to like it. But if I'm the only one posting it, they might not see it. But this year, St. John posted it. Theo Vaughn posted it. St. John, brain fart. St. John, Theo Vaughn, Ricky Williams, and now Drewski. And I might be forgetting some at the beginning. So we've had some good success with that. And it is actually important.
Speaking of audience, you want to know the first thing I thought of when Drewski posted it?
What?
Drake's going to see it.
Oh, dude.
He definitely saw it. You know he did.
I don't know if he saw it, but I know that I did get some other people reach out, which is too early in the process. Some other people reach out that would have never seen anything I've done. I don't think. And they are interested in doing the show based on the interview. So that's good. If that happens, I mean, that's – if some of these other interviews parlay, then it will be a success for sure. But Drewski was probably – I mean, it's hard. Blake Griffin's pretty huge. Floyd Mayweather's pretty huge, but just in terms of guys who people really care about, like right now, Juicy's up there. Like he's up there for the biggest guest.
Yeah, he's ever. On the rise. He was opening for J. Cole, and then and you know he's boys with Drake. You see him everywhere with Drake. So
yeah, it's funny.
He's big time. But all right, bro.
Yep.
Good talk as always.
We got a funny conversation this week, Chase Rice. And then the assets come out Friday. First ever sweatshirt assets.
One to rock, one to stock.
One to rock, one to stock. And then next year, on one day, we're all going to put them on sale at the same time for resale value. And we're going to see if they're were liabilities or assets. There's only one way to find out.
It makes sense because if they all pop up at once out of nowhere, people are going to be like, something's up.
Yeah, you can't. And I don't think there's going to be that many of them. I think there's only going to be definitely not like more than 100 or a couple hundred, because I don't want to say definitely. I don't know, but I don't think they're not going to make a huge order for these because they're very expensive. So if we don't sell them, then it's like a big loss for Barstool. So I would think these are going to go faster than probably anything else we've put up.
Right.
So hopefully we get them done. And I am working on a Sunday conversation shirt too, just to have it. But this is the 51 Strokes sweatshirt is definitely the premier item for our Black Friday.
Love it, so, man.
You know, we haven't even pushed merch a lot this year. So it's, if you can support or you like the show and you know, you want to rock something cool for golf in the winter, we really would appreciate it. Cause we would appreciate it straight up. We haven't put a lot of stuff out. So if you're looking for something, this could be it.
Yeah. I'm super excited for it. I don't even know if I'm going to get one. That's how limited these are.
Well, you will, because if I can remember, I'll bring one. Cause what size are you?
Large.
Yeah. They sent me an extra large and a large, and I'm an extra large. So if I can remember, I'll bring you the large.
Love it. Are you coming soon?
Yeah, I think so. I always say that and then I don't end up going, but I believe I'm going to be there the week of the 6th of December.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be there the following week as well. I think we're going back-to-back weeks coming up.
Hey now.
So, but yeah, good to see you, brother.
Absolutely.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Next week, I think we'll have two episodes.
Yes, sir.
Because we missed one last week.
Sounds good to me.
All right, brother.
Next stop is the
stop.